with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Man, I hated to see that guy go. The Dustin
Meeker. I miss him already.
Jack Smoked and Sandwich. I'm telling you what, he's gonna do well. That's those sandwiches and those wings. We're fantastic.
There's still some honey mustard wings over there, but they're kind of close to Brian's reach, so just be careful.
Yeah, right. Draw back a nub, as my dad used to tell me. You know, don't touch my food, boy.
Dude, but. I've got an idea for tailgating barbecue at the tailgate that it reminds me of a time I went camping and had to pull off some ribs on a little Smoky Joe. And, you know, if you're going to go tailgating, at least if you're a grilling guy, right, anybody listening out there knows what I'm talking about. You want to show up and
show off a little.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, you want to impress your friends and you want to treat them. Mm-hmm. Even if you're just big-hearted, you want to make sure that you give them something really good. But truth be known, you know, you kind of want to impress them a little bit and say, hey, check this out.
Right.
Same reason you drive a hot car, cool pickup truck, whatever. It's that little bit of flair sometimes that people like. But I'm just thinking that little extra step in a tailgate can make the difference in whether you have a good tailgate or whether people are standing waiting for the next thing to come off.
Right.
And that's what I want them to do. I want them to be dying to get the next one and standing in line, right? So I'm going to probably try some ribs at a tailgate because they just work so well. And there's several ways you can do this.
It's food with a handle, right?
It is.
Great.
But there's several ways you can do this. And one of the cool ways is if you get baby backs, and when the meat is raw, you know, strip that membrane and then cut each rib independently, throw them, some seasoning on them, and bake them for a couple of hours.
On like a cookie sheet.
Just bake them.
One with a lip on it, though, because they will render.
There'll be grease. So give them a couple of hours until that meat starts pulling back from the bone about a half inch, and then just let them cool off. And once they're cool, throw them in a Ziploc bag, put them in the fridge, and when you take them to the tailgate, have a little Smoky Joe. I don't care if it's a little gas Weber, whatever your little grill is. It's going to be small and portable more than likely. And get your grill out, fire it up, and then pull those ribs out and finish them off on the grill. They're one rib at a time, so they're really easy to handle, especially on a small grill surface. And honestly, it's like the perfect way to do ribs anyway, because you get your seasoning on all four sides of it.
Right.
And then when you're going to sauce it at the very end, if you're tailgating, I wouldn't even sauce it on the grill. I would get one of those tall Ziploc containers. A solo cup would work. And I'd pour my sauce in there, and I'd just dip them, and I'd put them on a platter. And then just like Big Bob Gibson's does with their white chicken sauce, I would do the same thing. Just dip them and let them finish that way. And then your grill surface stays nice and clean because that sauce really messes up your grill.
It gets sticky. It starts to caramelize. I mean, that's the good part of ribs. But again, when you're at the tailgate, you've got a little grilling surface, and you're going to use it again for the next item that you want to do. And you don't want to have to stop and clean the grill off, right? In between. We learned this the hard way. So what Bob's describing is that those ribs are virtually done when you took them out of the oven.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And all you're going to do is put a little color on them, and maybe you throw a little seasoning in that Ziploc bag and shake it up so it gets all over them before you put them on the grill.
You shouldn't have to.
But you don't have to.
You shouldn't have to because you already seasoned them.
Right. But get them warm through. Dunk them in the sauce, put them on a tray, and serve them. You know, here's what I like to do is carry a big roll of paper towel in one hand and a tray with the ribs on the other, and you give people a couple squares of paper towel, and they grab a couple ribs, and, man, it doesn't get any better than that at a tailgate.
Right.
And it's so simple, and when they're done eating them, they're easy to handle. Just toss them in the trash.
And you can throw them at the opposing team.
Right, yeah. If the guy next to you is tailgating is you know, flying the wrong colors, well, you know where you're putting your bones.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend. And check us out at thegrillingguys.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook /The Grilling Guys. And you can check me out on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy.
There's a lot of things on that website, especially for this time of year. We've got a huge section that would have very, very appropriate recipes for tailgating and a whole number of different things that, you know, again, the key with the tailgating recipes are something easy and relatively quick to finish off or to produce. You don't want to be standing there for an hour prepping and cooking, man. You got to get in, get out, serve a bunch of food in a hurry, and this prep work on the front end makes it better.
And you bring up a good point. Tailgating this time of year, we still have a couple weekends up for some major tailgates. So if you have a company and you want the grilling guys to tailgate at that particular game, we still want to do one for the Chippewas, and we want to do one for the Broncos,
right?
And one for our beloved Bulldogs, and would love to go back down to the Big House. So if any one of those schools are in your honey, the sweet spot, honey hole, whatever you want to call it, that's the place to go.
Yeah, give us a call, because we're not begging, we're just saying.
No, and we're expensive, so be ready. It's not going to be cheap, but I'll tell you what, you can talk to people like Miller Canfield. You can talk to Wells Fargo Bank. You can talk to these companies we do this for and ask them why they have us back every year. It's because we bring it.
Right. A lot of variety, a lot of fun. And I'm entertaining. Bob's just along to cook. But between the two of us, we make it happen.
That's just the way it ends up. I happen to be very funny. I just never get the chance.
Right.
Because you're playing little waiter.
Well, the only
around.
Thing you ever talk to is the,
oh, Pierre,
the grilling surface.
Oh, Pierre. Right. Yeah. Come over with your little roll of paper towel over your hand. sure. I get it.
Yeah,
so tell us about these shrimp that you're so fond of, Mr. Pierre.
Well, I tell you what, I put a little variation on them this weekend, and it turned out, and I'm absolutely going to do it again. My friends over at Sobey Meats have a special concoction called Parkside Kielbasa. It's a special recipe that only they have, but everywhere we take it, it gets people rant and rave over it. It is just that good. He's won his kielbasa contest with this thing year after year.
It is perfect.
Yeah, so took it and sliced it in little round medallions about maybe a quarter inch thick, and wrapped a shrimp around it, put a skewer on them, and then put a piece of pineapple. So I had pineapple shrimp, sausage shrimp, pineapple, right, going down this skewer.
That's confusing, man.
Oh, it was.
I'm getting cross-eyed.
Picture a little round disc with a shrimp wrapped around it on a skewer.
You could throw a scallop in there, too.
Absolutely.
Or you could probably throw a little piece of tenderloin in there.
Yep.
Surf and turf.
Yeah.
And then you wouldn't have to do pineapple necessarily. You could do a cherry tomato.
Right.
You could do some red peppers.
Yep.
You could do all sorts of variations, but the skewer is the deal for a tailgate, because you can throw them in the cooler in a bag, you can have them all prepped when you get there, get your fire going, and boom, and get the short skewers, make sure you soak them, and the short skewers are nice because then nobody's taking the lion's share of something,
right?
And you got a nice little one-hander.
Yep, those things had two sausages, two shrimps, and three or four pieces of pineapple on them. Just right. Again, soak the skewers is a big tip that you need to do so they don't catch on fire.
And there's another important safety thing here is if you give them the skewers, make sure that if they're walking around with them, they have safety glasses.
Oh, they got a sharp end on them, don't they?
You're out.
And they're poking them right up by their mouth. Yeah.
You know, actually, you can even use the longer skewers, and then they have a nice handle.
Yeah, either way, soaking them is the key because they don't catch on fire. And again, what we're trying to do is food with a handle for our tailgates, because then you don't have to dink around with plates and utensils. And people usually got a beverage in one hand, and they want something to eat with the other hand, not to sit down and cut with a fork and a knife. You know what, ladies, if you're all up for the plate and the silverware, you're not at my tailgate.
Well, good.
Generally.
Good. Now we have a grip on that.
Right, right. This is all part of that sales technique of us trying to find another tailgate party or two to host, right? I just offended all the ladies.
Yeah.
Good job, huh? But anyway.
Or Pierre, whatever you want to call
him. Yeah. You can call me anything you want as long as we're at your tailgate, man. It's going to be fun. So coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about grilled pizza, something that I do very rarely. Pizza to me is a phone call away. I know Barbecue Bob is often making grilled pizza. Maybe some venison sliders, though. That's right, deer season's coming up in less than a month. Crap, it's the 10th of September already. So you should listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Let's hit the switch and let our shadows dance and light it up like it's our last chance.